You know, I feel like we should start like this and be like, before we say anything, Hamlin's fine. Ish, he woke up. Prayers worked. Good job.
I'm not going to be Skip Bayless.
That being said.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Too loud.
In the land of too loud. Too loud. We are back, and it is the Fantasy Football Championship recap. We already have a winner. We already have a loser. We're one of them. And we are back. It has been a crazy week of football.
Happy New Year.
We dropped the episode. We waited till everything was all settled, however you want to say settled.
You could say that we lost in the playoffs. And
we stopped giving a fuck, yes, maybe. You could say, you may say that, but that's accusations. You sound like an ass. With our NFL picks too, we haven't made new NFL picks.
There was a winner in that. In
there
December.
Was a winner and there was a loser in
the
that.
Year ended I feel like with we somebody on top.
Though. Didn't we go over that though?
3 months in a row.
We didn't go over that
because we didn't do last week. The week before that is the week I won.
All right. Alrighty then.
But it was New Year's. It was our winter break. We're back. Football's done. And congratulations!
Not
Let's
done.
Go to the championship.
You still have a Cowboy. You're a Cowboy fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm
still
the Cowboys. That's my fantasy football's done. But I mean.
Go championship round. We had Kamar ready. Go against the owner of the Too Loud podcast. It was getting loud. It was getting crazy. Kamar ready. Going for their second championship in a row. The owner of the Too Loud podcast trying to keep the bragging rights and saying that he owns us. He owns our podcast. He made it to the final. We have never made it to the final of our own podcast. We've been trash and we've been good. And each resulted in sucking ass, so it didn't matter. But the owner of the Too Loud podcast had a good match. He had a good run. But R.I.P. Damar Hamlin, they fucking won. Kamar already came with the W.
He didn't die. I mean, he didn't die. He's
so that's
fine.
Why it's better. R.I.P.
He's
all,
not dead.
It's not bad because we say R.I.P. to a lot of players.
But they did almost die in front of our face.
R.I.P. Wade Boggs.
He's not dead either. And he didn't almost just die.
But Kamar already won, dude. He won 112 to 110. And the reason why I said that was because there was some. We also had to see how things settled with fantasy football because we're commissioners.
Before we get to that, let's start at the point that, one, Kamara already had Patrick Mahomes. The guys he drafted came out to him all year.
Stephon Diggs. That was his second-round pick. He drafted higher than Patrick Mahomes, if you
trying
know.
To build it before we get to that game. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes dropped 25 points.
Big white elephant out the room.
He had his other top pick, Josh Jacobs, 19.5 points.
Talk about Alvin Kamara. That's what his team's named after, and he sucked ass. He dropped 9. He hasn't done shit for him, but his team still.
He won a championship with him, and he pretty much won a championship without him. It didn't really matter.
I think he won without him pretty much,
he's
too.
Ready without Kamara. George Kittle gave him 12 and helped them all through the playoffs. But, owner Too Loud started Gardner Minshew instead of, well, he could have started Jalen Hurts. He went with Gardner Minshew, and they lost. Eagles lost. We laughed at him for getting Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. We said that they will fail him at one point. Christian McCaffrey did not.
Christian
he scored 31 points.
But Saquon did.
He
with his nice 7, he was failing towards the end of the year.
And then Jalen Waddle not having his quarterback costed him to 8. Jerry put up a 10. He's the best receiver in the Broncos. He's the best player in the Broncos for sure.
Would you start Jerry Jeudy or would you have started Curtis Samuel? Oh, Curtis Samuel finished with 1.8. I thought he finished with 10.
I mean, this was the Mark Andrews week. He put Cole Kemet.
Cole Kemet. He got his touchdown because he beat the shit out of the Lions last time.
Cowboys defense was a good choice at 9, but
he lost.
Then it came down. He was up. No, wait. He wasn't up.
Yeah, he was up. He was up 110 to 98 or to 100. He was up 10 points because Josh Jacobs scored a touchdown at the end of Sunday Night Football to actually bring it from a 20-point game to a 10-point game because the Raiders did what they did. They just
game
put
happened.
On and then failed out. And I beat some of my other fantasy people.
What keep happened? Going.
Want to check.
Your team is fraudulent. Chicanery over there.
No,
but we're not going to waste time. You're a charlatan.
Charlatan.
You don't even know how to say the goddamn
word.
Yeah,
I'm just a shyster.
You're a charlatan.
Yeah, I'm a charlatan.
God damn you.
I won, but keep going.
Nobody scored over 100 points anytime they were facing
Bro,
you.
You've never heard of fantasy defense? I have the craziest fantasy defense. No one needs to score over 110 points. I'm the man. Charlotte Flairian.
This is
that's exactly what I am. I'm very Charlotte Flair.
Damn it. You know she just came back and won the title like on her first
because
day.
Because she got hold this whole time? Because
she Ronda Rousey.
Or she was almost pregnant, but
she
then
just
she wasn't
got
pregnant.
Married and
then she got COVID and then everyone was like,
yeah, they thought she was pregnant. Yeah.
But everyone liked the fucking nasty accent of fucking Becky Lynch for fucking
she didn't beat Becky.
A year.
She just came back randomly and said, I'm gonna fight you for the title of Ronda Rousey, and she's like, I think it's SummerSlam, and then she kicked her in the face. And...
exactly. Woo. Very Charlotte Flairian.
That's not what you are. You're not Charlotte Flair.
Keep going.
Anyway, you had to wait on the Bills defense and Stephon Diggs, but the game was suspended.
So it got stopped right then and there. Stephon Diggs say, if the Bills even got eight, but say they would have gotten like fucking four.
No, I mean, they were getting torched that whole game. The Bengals just ran up the field.
But they were going to finish with two. They were going to finish with two. And Stephon Diggs was going to go crazy because think about it. Even if the Bills even got eight and Gabe Davis got 0 points on that first drive, if Stephon Diggs finished with that zero, it would be an uproar. Stephon Diggs would have had no points. He would have lost by two fantasy points, and this would be a whole different thing.
But what did Justin Jefferson just do last week?
Stephon Diggs scored 4.5.
What? Okay, what did Justin Jefferson score, though? 2.5?
2.5, yeah.
So who's to say that Stephon Diggs wasn't going to have a 2.5 point?
Because he already had 4.5, so I don't understand.
But
what's the point? He already had 4.5 on the first drive. So it was already done. So he was going to finish with 30 because I already knew that's what was going to happen. He was going to have a crazy game that day. And, yeah, he just – there's a lot of controversy due to everything. But I'm not Skip Bayless, and Kamar already won outright. No asterisk.
To be fair.
Time-to-time champion. If anything, the owner of the 2Loud Podcast got lucky.
To be fair, he did succeed and said, hey, I'm not going to argue about it. This is what he won.
He did win.
That's what it is. The guy hadn't waked up yet, but he woke up. But it's fine. Fantasy football. Who cares?
Yeah, that's what happened, man. And the game got canceled, and that's life. Because I lost a fantasy championship outright.
But that's
because of it. So your dad has to lose too. And I don't care. Because I'm not Skip Bayless.
He just said, like, this game means a lot. Literally, all he said was, damn, this is crazy. But, like, also, this game means a lot. Like, what are they going to do? Like, that's all he said. Oh, it's that way you think. I'm like,
once again, your friend. Too Loud Ryan is not Skip Bayless, okay?
I can't. You're the one yelling at him because you lost your fantasy game.
No, I'm glad he's great. I'm not Skip Bayless.
Woke up.
But yeah, dude, Kamar already won. He's a back-to-back champion. A lot of things got taken away from Kamar. He's a two-time champion. 2 years in the league. Reminds you of me and my fraternity league when I fucking destroyed the first 2 years. And this guy is just the best. The best that was. What is it? How does it go?
Stop Bret Hart. He's John Cena.
He's everything, man. You can't see him.
He started the year off at 500. The first 6 games, 3-3.
Yeah. He lost four games in a row. And then he lost four in a row.
Yeah.
And he was still hobbling at 6-8 going into the playoffs. Played the second seed. Beat him.
And he won the last
just
five.
Keep going
six.
And just kept going, dude. And he just kept going up. And then even if you're that one to argue, he should argue. And Jalen Waddle and Saquon Barkley having full games and still finishing with a combined 15 points.
Yeah.
And what about his boy? He drafted Mark Andrews, the third pick.
Should have kept him and said Cole Kemi. He thought something funny was going to happen. Literally got the amount that was projected. So I guess that's a fair.
Think about the balls Kamar already had to have by starting Evan Engram and George Kittle and still winning.
He went two tight. You won with the two tight end system.
You won with the real two tight end
system. You might want to go two tight end system if you get Travis Kelce.
You don't. If only if you're Kamar already. It's the only way you ever want to go.
And he got George Kittle going hot at the end of the year. Josh Jacobs was the number one running back.
He's got Latavius Murray going all year. He averaged, like, if anything, 12 to 18 fantasy points a game.
He picked up John Dotson last week. The week we should have had. And congratulations.
Dude, super congratulations. Check out the real right down. The real owner of the 2Loud Podcast. Come on, already. This guy could lose for like 5 years straight, and he's going to go down in history as a top, like, cornerstone franchise for our podcast. You know why? Because that's what the Packers did in the NFL.
Yeah.
They only won two in a row. Didn't win for like 50 years until Brett Favre won one. And before that, it was nothing, but like you still said, oh no, the Packers, man. The Packers are, he is the Packers of the NFL. He is the founder. He is the owner. And the owner of the 2Loud Podcast has to change his name because he's definitely not. Come on, ready.
Yo, we beat him, though. Yeah, we beat him by 100.
We beat him. He has no bragging rights over anybody. He's lucky he didn't play us in the playoffs. We would have whooped him. But yes, whenever you bludgeon someone, you lose. So it's tough, man. Kamar Reddy just owns us. He's the greatest. Listen to the Real Rundown show.
He's never met us in the playoffs.
He never met us in the playoffs. And you know what? He deservedly didn't have to, because we never. And it was like, you know what it was like? It was like when LeBron didn't meet Kobe, and Kobe's like, "Dick, I was there two times in a row. Are you really gonna get mad at me for not making it to the playoffs?" And we're no, yeah, it's
and
over.
We lost to
he's Kobe slash Packers slash the founder.
We lost
owner.
To Dwight Howard and old man Celtics.
We are a Too Loud LLC now. Look it up if you don't believe us. But he is now probably part 1% owner of the Too Loud LLC. Next year should be a part 1% ownership on the line. Of the Too Loud LLC. I think that's the only thing we got for you guys, because our stock's going to rise. But if you want real value, you could go for the 1%. That might have to be the new thing, but I'm scared to do that.
So wait, if you win another one, like if that was the rules already, would you have 2% now ownership?
Dude, you would for sure have 2% ownership of Too Loud. What are you talking about? He gets 2% of the pay, so whenever we get something, right, it's 2% of it, and we send it to fucking whoever it is. That's a great idea, especially accountability and ownership, but I am
hilarious.
Scared to ever do that, because that's we have funny. So much potential. And God damn, that's a great idea, and I don't
damn
want to
it.
Do that. I don't want to do that at all.
Well, we'll see if he wants to go for three, that will have to be an idea.
Yeah,
I
he
like
wants
that
go, because
idea.
Why else would he want to go for three? He beats the shit out of it.
And the only way to see if that would be a great idea is if you stick around with us. We helped you the regular season. And to be fair, we missed some shows in the playoffs where it counted most. And we apologize for that. But we'll be back next year. Next season. We'll still be around. There's still stuff going around in the Too Loudverse, like you said, LLC.
NFL picks.
So have our picks for the rest of the season. I won.
You want to gamble?
Well, spoilers for the next section, because, yeah, it's Too Loud.
Ain't nobody did shit to me. Kill them all, come outside. Niggas don't want war with us. I got niggas scared to serve us drinking. They'll be knowing us.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better?
Think that you're better.
Well, you better get ready.
Bow to the masters.
Bow to the masters.
Drink it down.
Ah. Welcome back to Too Loud. Happy New Year again. The salad days have come to an end. We had a happy holiday.
The nonsense is done.
Is it? Because I've won 2 months in a row now.
Yeah, it's over. Now that's done. Because November was a fluke, and then December made sense. It was your birth month, but that's it.
Kicked your ass. You thought that last week you had a chance. You can tell me what to do. Then I just blew your ass out.
I didn't do shit.
I won like 5 picks. I got like all my picks right on birthday week, except for the Cowboy game. And that's why I was sad. Oh, we can do one. Oh, yeah, because Christmas. Well, no, going to Christmas, I got all my picks right. It was a holly jolly Christmas. But I am the 2-time winner. We have a wrestle. The Royal Rumble is coming up. We do live casts and stuff like that usually for that. So we'll figure it out. And
Well, why are you saying that? Because you're not telling them what that means.
Because for the Royal Rumble, for our event, you will have to dress up like a wrestler, as voted on by you guys. You'll enter the Royal Rumble dressed as your favorite wrestler. You could be Stone Cold. You could be a little Brock Lesnar. Could, I have,
I have to be a little Brock Lesnar, you son of a bitch. Why can't I just be Brock Lesnar?
You should appreciate that you're a regular-sized Stone Cold. You're just a little
Brock Lesnar. You're a bitch.
You make him an Undertaker. A Shawn Michaels. A Rey Mysterio. I have a luchador mask.
I'd be okay with being Undertaker so I could wear the duster. Just want a long duster.
The vote will be on Instagram along with our information about wherever we're going to watch Royal Rumble. Stay tuned. But now let's get into the wildest week of NFL games. With a lot of important things on the line, but a lot of games that mean absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
It's probably the toughest week to actually bet on. You should not bet this week.
But we're telling
like,
you,
whatever you
bet.
Do. Don't bet, but yeah, do these picks. We had a pretty good year, though. Like,
yeah, we're doing good. I was good in the first half, and then you're good in the second half, and then.
But even when like you lose or something, it's like you get 3 out of 5, and I just got like 5 out of 5. Or,
yeah, I feel like I've just been off feel like
it's
I've been
the same when you win. Like, I still get 2 to 3 picks right out of my, like, 4, but you just went crazy. So we're going to try our best. And do you still want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
Because I don't care about the Cowboy game this week.
I figured. I was like, go first.
Like, I'll tell you the bet if you want, but the first game I want is...
What?
You know what? I had written
my game then?
I had written down here. I had written down Lions 4.5. But you know what? That's not going what I've been doing with all season. Maybe Packers minus 4.5.
You son of a bitch. I was going to choose the Packers minus 4.5. I was like, oh, that's the one that makes sense.
Wow. Lions are probably – Packers are going to probably win by 3. That's what everybody's going to think is going to happen. But if, like, the Seahawks win and the Lions have no chance, people are giving Dan Campbell a lot of credit. But the Lions still might just be, like retired. Like, especially if Aaron Rodgers just goes crazy for, like, the first quarter. They're down 20-0 early or something.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a blowout Packers. But if they lose, that would be funny. Because fans want Geno or the Lions in.
Yeah.
But – Aaron Rodgers is fine being the bad guy. But it will ever be with laugh if Aaron Rodgers loses.
All these games.
So that's why I'm going Packers to keep my Packer jinx going.
All these games are terrible. What's the Eagles spread against the Giants? And is Jalen Hurts playing?
Jalen Hurts is...
You know what? Just give me the Eagles. What's their spread?
Eagles? So the thing is, Eagles need to win that to clinch the one seed. And they need to win that to guarantee the East. Because the Cowboys are right behind them.
Yeah, what's the Eagles spread?
The Eagles are still favored without Jalen Hurts being announced, 14, because the Giants have nothing to play for. Win or lose, like, they don't move at all.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for them to play hard other than to just fuck with the Eagles. And, like, they could, but Daniel Jones, you're going to risk Daniel Jones and Saquon?
I got Eagles.
By 14?
Eagles 14. Give me Eagles 14.
That's really bold.
That's a super bold one. Don't ever
especially
over 9.5.
Especially to start off with.
Yeah.
But all right, give me Chiefs minus 9.5 against the Raiders. Chiefs win that game flat out. No one's gonna be worried about the one seed. Because if the Chiefs lose, then the one seed has to be a neutral site.
Okay.
Because of the Bengals Bills game.
Yeah. So they need that.
I think they just want Patrick Mahomes. Just go in. Throw 4 touchdowns, win your MVP.
Yes, exactly.
And the Raiders have, again, nothing to play for. And that's a game that's going to get people fired. So, unless I heard a rumor that the Raiders might get Tom Brady next year.
Yeah, that could happen too.
Tom Brady and Davante Adams. He'll keep Davante Adams and he'll get back with his boy, McDaniels.
Yeah.
So they might want to win to entice Brady. Because they'll be like, look, Jared Stidham could do it. Derek Carr's an asshole.
What's the spread for the Commanders Cowboys?
Now going into the linguistics of this one. Cowboys need Eagles to lose and the Niners to lose to win the one seed. They just need Eagles to lose to win the
what's the spread?
The East. Commanders have nothing to play for.
Yes.
Cowboys minus 7 on the road.
Minus 7? The spread was plus 3.5. Minus 7 or plus 7 at some point. Or plus 3.5, I mean. It opened up at plus 3.5 at least. But now it's plus 7 for the Commanders. I got Cowboys. Cowboys are going to beat the shit out of them. And that's lock of the week.
Like, oh, my God. I don't care about this game, so it's fine. Like, even if we lose, it doesn't matter. We're going to play the Bucks.
And lose to Tom Brady?
Yeah. That's going to hurt. Give me Jets plus 2 at the Dolphins.
Jets plus 2?
Yeah, Dolphins should have
really?
A backup.
Yeah, it's going to be like Shakiri Lawrence or some shit.
Yeah, and the Jets, if the Jets lose that game badly.
That kid's all right. But
Salah will get fired. If the Jets don't come out, I think they'll.
Are you serious? You will not get fired.
I think they will.
Why? Because they like Zach Wilson?
Well, maybe ownership like that. But also, his whole thing is that, oh, I have the locker room behind me. And everybody, like, I'm a rah-rah guy. If they go into the last game, like, and get blown out, and it's not even, like, fun.
Yeah.
Then they'll, like, then they can't say, oh, it's Mike Watt's fault, because the team gave up on you, too.
Okay.
So they still need to have one of those, like, just get us a quarterback. Lamar Jackson sign with us, or Derek Carr sign with us, like, type game. To just entice people and keep Jets fans shutting up for at least, like, a summer.
Okay.
So give me the Jets plus two. Dolphins, are they in still? Do they need that?
Yeah.
They need to win that too, huh?
They need
to make
the
playoffs?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, give me the Jets. Jets playing spoiler to that Dolphins team makes more sense. And there's no Tua. All
right. Ravens at Bengals. I got Raven. Is it Ravens plus seven for MGM?
Oh, you're going.
I'm going Ravens.
You're going Ravens?
Yeah, Ravens plus seven. Because
wow.
Bengals almost killed the guy. So
that's why I think it's Bengals minus seven. But whatever. You'll take that pick from me.
So I got Ravens plus seven, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why, you're going to get Bengals minus seven?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a divisional game? Why? Because the Ravens are really playing for nothing? Ravens, but their secondary team is still
Ravens
good?
Ravens need to know more, but also the Bengals still need a win to kind of be in that positioning to make that neutral home field spot. They just need to get back to football.
Yeah.
All right. Give me... I think he'll pick that one. So give me Niners minus 14 against the Cardinals.
No way. Yeah, the Cardinals are ass.
Everybody's getting fired in that game, and no one cares, and everybody's getting fired. Like, that's just, like, at most it's just some players just playing hard to, like, do something, but the Niners need a win to make that one seed because the Eagles could lose.
Okay.
So, like, they still want to just win, and they've just been blowing everybody out anyway because they're on a mission. So Niners minus 14.
All right. I'm going to get – Ooh, what's the Bucks Falcons?
Fuck you!
I think I'm gonna get Bucks plus four.
It is Bucks plus four.
Right? I want Bucks plus four.
But I was gonna pick the Falcons minus four. You're an idiot. Bucks, what? The Bucks have nothing to play for. They're gonna sit everybody.
Tom Brady said he wants to play.
Okay, he's gonna go in for a bit to keep rhythm, but they're not gonna stay in the whole game.
Bucks plus four.
And the Falcons are in a everybody gets fired situation.
Bucks plus four. Well, I'm taking the.
You're taking the picks I want, but with the wrong team. It's pissing me off. God damn it. Give me. Oh. Yeah, give me Bills minus seven. They're back at home after that.
Damn you. I was going to get that one next. I should have got that one first.
Thing. Yeah, he's fine. Ish. Better. He's better. I think that's a better way to put that. Yeah, Patriots are going to try hard. Ooh, and it might be. Are the Patriots out, or they still have a chance if everybody loses? They still have a chance if everybody loses, huh? Yeah, Bills minus seven.
Bills minus seven, that's a good one. Yeah, I was going to take that one too. Fuck. Give me Vikings minus 7.5. Right? 7.5? Just Jefferson's going to come back to form. Everyone think they suck.
Yeah.
God damn you! You would have chose Bears?
I had Bears plus 7.5. This is going to be a Justin Fields show-off game. Taking all my fucking picks and picking the wrong team.
What you feeling? Come on now. Hurry up.
Well, I had this prepared and then you steal all my. Give me. Damn it. Browns 2.5 over the Steelers at home.
It's a pretty good one.
Deshaun Watson's going to kill the Steelers' playoff hopes.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that brewing for next year.
I got Jaguars minus 6.5. I don't think Derrick Henry's going to beat the Jaguars. Derrick Henry's getting older. So. How many games do you pick? I picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I picked
six
games.
Two.
You have six?
Yes.
Okay, and there are
three, four games left. I didn't want to bet on any of these four games because all of these games are useless except for this one. Rams Seahawks Does Baker play spoiler for the Seahawks?
You're the guy.
Is that game closer than it has any right to be?
I didn't talk to my Rams guy about it, so that's why I didn't want to pick that game.
Like a cut. Because then it's like Texans, Colts. I don't want to have to care what happens in that game.
And then Broncos, Chargers, and then Panthers, Saints.
All those games suck. Fine, give me
Chargers. Chargers are better than the Broncos, like way better. I know it.
Give me Rams plus six.
Rams.
Spoiler, under.
Spoiler.
Do that. Just put your money on that. Because they need that Sunday night football to mean something.
Okay.
So that's them just losing. But if it's still a divisional game, Sean McVay is going to have his guys wanting, like they've been wanting to play and in competitive games even though it's over. So a divisional game where they can play spoiler, that's a good. They could come within three.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Gino. I hope you win, but yeah,
they have
NFL,
not been winning. The Seahawks have been sliding.
And the NFL wants that Sunday night game to mean something.
Panthers at Saints. I'm taking the Panthers. Panthers have just been streaking. The Saints kind of suck. Defense is good though. Maybe the rush defense can stop them, but I like the Panthers. They've just been playing underdog for the last half of the year.
Now Nathaniel Hackett already got fired. And the Broncos did play better, kind of, against the Chiefs. And
we kind of got hosed, too, because there was, like, some roughing the passer calls that they didn't call. They just didn't care. They're like, dude, and we don't deserve it. The thing is, you get the push from the refs. You get the push from people in WWE if you deserve the push. But if you don't deserve the push like Russell Wilson, then go fuck yourself. Someone else is going to get the push.
Well, he needs maybe a late game. Because the Chargers are in. It doesn't matter. They want to keep – and they get – their main, all of them,
yeah,
are up
like
two
games, I think.
They
too.
Should just like sit their guys.
And pick the, yeah, so I'm saying pick the Broncos.
2.5.
You pick the Broncos? Pick the Broncos.
It's in Denver.
It is in Denver. That is always a thing.
Damn it. As a Bronco fan, this whole season, how do you think this season's going to end? Do you think it's going to just land?
Is that the last game? Oh, and then the Texans Colts? You don't pick Texans Colts?
I'm not going to pick Texans Colts.
Oh, you're a piece
of
shit.
I have no reason to invest anything in that game.
I didn't know who I'm going to get then. All right, go. What? Do I feel like the Broncos are going to do something?
Or do you think it's going to end like the rest of the season's been going? Because it could end on like a Russell Wilson. Go, good game. Just get him going. Playing like he has nothing to lose. Going into next year. And then you get like Peyton Manning as a coach or Sean Payton.
Well, I think every single time a Bronco fan feels hope, it goes bad. So I don't see it, Sal. There's absolutely not one point in the season.
You think Russell Wilson is just going to stink up the joint at home in front of everybody against the Chargers?
We lost to the Raiders twice this year, Sal. And I'm going to leave it at that. You can choose them based off technicality, but we lost to the Raiders twice.
Would you feel happy if you beat the Chargers?
No.
You have no satisfaction whatsoever.
No, I kind of just don't even care. I want that game to just be over with. That game needs to be called like the Bengals-Bills game. It should just be called like straight out like who the fuck cares.
Yeah, just because it kills your heart doesn't mean. All right, that's enough of this episode.
No, it's not. It's up to battle Texas Colts.
Oh, what do you got?
Texas Colts. Choose Broncos.
I chose Chargers plus 2.5. Nice. At least you're giving them 2 points.
All right, I got Colts minus 3. I think they're at least playing for Jeff Saturday. Oh. But then they're kind of trying to fire Lovie Smith though. You know what? Lovie Smith. I got Texas plus 3. They haven't showed any signs of anything, bro, but they tried
hard. Texas plus 2.5?
Plus 2.5. You know, fuck it. Even give them the 2.5. I thought it was 3. It opened up at 3. Texas plus 2.5. Lock it up. Because I think that
don't bet on these games.
Lock that.
Do not bet on these games.
Do not lock the Bronco pick in, but lock every other pick in. Yeah, that's all I picked, so.
And then we go into the playoffs.
Just know we're going into the playoffs exactly, so we're going to have less games to bet on, so it's going to be like, it's going to get scarce for the points, Sal.
Yeah.
According to our monthly fucking thing, but I'm still going to have to dress like wrestling.
Yes.
It's not going to avoid
any wrestler you pick. It could be Edge. It could be AJ Styles.
What about Chris Benoit?
It could be Chris Benoit if we get it, but it will be a poor taste. And
you know what? If it's Chris Benoit, I'll shave my head down the middle. That's what it is, right? He shaves it down the middle.
No, that's Road Roy. It could be a Little Rock. You could be Young Rock.
Why am I?
When he's like 12.
Yeah, I'm about the size of 12-year-old Rock. No, I bet you I'm like the size of like 10-year-old Rock. 12-year-old Rock is definitely bigger than me.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. Oh, that'd be cool. You grow out your mustache a bit.
Then I shave my head down the middle, right?
Then you just have the Chinese man back haircut.
Silky Chinese hair. Yeah, there we go.
All of those are up for options. That's your punishment.
I can get those wigs, too. Those wigs are cool. The Hulk Hogan wigs. I can find one for sure, like a little ball cap. But, yeah. Yeah, that is it. That is our Too Loud. That is our Fantasy Championship. Thank you again to the Real Rundown Real Rundown Show. And pretty much the owner of Too Loud Podcast now, Ricky Juan Dike. Congratulations. You are the champion. You're the GOAT. Two-time.
Back-to-back
champion. No one could say they even won it fucking once. You're the man. You're a legend. Those were our NFL Week 18 picks. Remember to bet on every single one of them. They will lead you to nothing but luck and joy.
You are a degenerate for betting on Week 18 of football. And that is why you listen to this show.
I am not.
It's all a bunch of degenerates.
First into the operation.